The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Gracious God, you have placed within the hearts of all your children a longing for your word and a hunger for your truth. Grant that we may know your Son to be the true bread of heaven and share this bread with all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Reading from 2 Kings. A man came from Belshazzar, bringing food from the first fruits to Elisha, the man of God, 20 loaves of barley and fresh ears of grain in his sack. Elisha said, "Give it to the people and let them eat." But his servant said, "How can I set this before 100 people?" So he repeated, "Give it to the people and let them eat, for thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left." He set it before them, they ate and had some left, according to the word of the Lord. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We will read responsively the Psalm 145, that's printed in your bulletin. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your faithful ones shall bless you. They shall tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your power, that all people may know of your power and the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all ages. You, Lord, are faithful among your words and loving among your words.
The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up those who are bowed down. You open wide your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing.
You are righteous in all your ways and loving in all your works.
You are near to all who call upon you, to all who call upon you faithfully. The second reading is from Ephesians, a reading from Ephesians. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 6th chapter, beginning with the first verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. And Jesus went up to the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw the large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for all these people to get even a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many people?" And Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in this place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who has come into the world." When Jesus realized that they had come to take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. And when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea. They got into a boat, started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. Now the sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea, coming near to the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land towards which they were going. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I've got a friend to introduce you to, and I guess we'll introduce everybody to this good friend. All right, so here we go. I brought my friend with today. Please tell me you know who this is. Okay. Please tell me you know who this is. Anybody? Oh, I should have had him tell us who he is.
Buzz Lightyear, signing off.
Oh, thanks. You're supposed to stay awake. Buzz! Buzz is here with us today. And he's going to take us on a little itty-bitty adventure. First of all,
I am Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger.
Yes, we know. We know you're Buzz Lightyear. Thank you, Buzz. You notice he's moving his head? Anybody notice that? Whoa.
No readout yet if the air is breathable. I'd better keep my helmet closed.
Probably a good idea. There's a lot of Lutherans in here. Keep your helmet closed. Okay. So, Buzz is going to take me on a little adventure, okay?
Are you ready for adventure in uncharted space?
Yes. Are you ready for an adventure in uncharted space? The moon? Maybe. Maybe we'll make it to the moon. So tell me something about God's love. How far can it reach? How far do you think it can go? How about this far?
To infinity and beyond.
Oh, you're right. All right, so that's as far as God's love goes. It doesn't go over there. It goes farther, farther, farther. And he goes farther and 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 oops. I can't even go as far as God's love goes. It goes, as Buzz said, to infinity and beyond. That's pretty far. That's pretty far, isn't it? You can go to sleep. It's time to rest. He's gone to infinity and beyond. And really, in that Ephesians text for today, I turned you off. Okay. And this is the part that I want you to hold on to, too. I seriously thought I turned you off. No. This is what happens when you bring your toys to church. Okay. God's love surpasses all knowledge. And that power by him, the power at work within us, is able to accomplish infinity and beyond. To infinity and beyond. More than we can ask or imagine. That love is so big that you can't run and hide. I couldn't go on vacation for 2 weeks all the way out to the ocean and escape it. It followed me. It'll follow you to the moon. It'll follow you to infinity and beyond. How's that sound? Yeah, all right. It is pretty amazing. Come on. Have a little more excitement in the action. To infinity and beyond. How about we get them to say it? All right. God's love is to infinity and beyond. There. I know you're tired, and it's been 2 weeks since you've seen me. But let us pray together about this amazing love. Dear Jesus, we thank you for this amazing love that is to infinity and beyond. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, you can probably guess where we're going with this today. from Ephesians as we continue with Ephesians. This idea that nothing is too big. So, since I know you've been waiting to hear me talk for 2 weeks, I'm going to invite you to talk. Share with your neighbor the biggest thing you have ever accomplished or imagined. Go ahead, share with your neighbor the biggest thing. I don't care how ridiculous it is, share the biggest thing you've either accomplished or imagined. All right, it kind of sounds like you've had time to share the biggest thing, a 10-pound walleye. I've heard of bigger. But anybody else want to share what their neighbor said, since I'm sure the person won't want to share it themselves? What is the biggest thing your neighbor accomplished or ever imagined? Children. Yeah, that's good. Anybody else? Don't be shy.
A master's degree.
That is pretty big. There you go. Got married and stayed married. That is true. That probably covers both. Well, for me, my biggest accomplishment probably would be, as has been said, my family. That's probably the biggest thing that I've accomplished so far in my life. The biggest thing that I possibly could ever imagine so far is traveling in space on a starship at warp speed. I really want to do that, and I imagine it can happen. I want to go way out there, way out into the infinity. That's the biggest thing I've imagined and can imagine. And we all have diverse grand things that we've accomplished or imagined in our lives. And they are great. But I probably gave this away in the children's sermon. What if there's something even bigger, even grander, even more expansive? As we continue through Ephesians, there's one word that stood out to me in Greek that I had to look up because I said, I remember this differently. It must mean something else. And Greek was about 6 years ago. So, huperek, I even wrote this out so I could say it. Huperek perisu. Anybody know what that means? Because I butchered it, I'm sure. It has many definitions. Abundantly, far more. Exceeding in number. Surpassing. Infinitely more. More remarkable. Or my favorite besides infinity, much more than all. That is what we're pulling from Ephesians, and what really stood out to me this time. That the power, now to him who by the power at work in us is able to accomplish abundantly far more, infinitely more, more remarkable things, much, much more than all than we can ask or imagine. So what is God capable of? What is God capable of? How is it possible that you can do possibly any more than I can think, imagine, ever done? How is it possible? This is where you get to chime in with the answer that we all probably know. Don't be as receptive as the kids this morning. You know the answer to this. How is this possible? It's the Sunday school answer. Jesus. Jesus. In one way, Jesus. And the love he has that surpasses all knowledge. A love that accomplishes much more than we can ever ask or imagine. Last week in Ephesians, we looked at a divide that had taken place between Jews and Greeks and Gentiles. And how by the cross, he abolished that divide, creating one new humanity. Bringing us together, proclaiming peace. If you were in that time, do you think that's something you could ever imagine happening? Do you imagine that the Jews and Gentiles, the Jews and everybody else in the world, could possibly have a divide come together? In your wildest imagination, do you think Democrats and Republicans can ever get together? I don't think so. I heard that from a few people. Do you think it's possible? And yet, by the cross, he abolishes a divide. This divide, creating one new humanity, bringing us together. I cannot comprehend that. I read it. We read it at text study. We sat there for 15 minutes saying, I did not understand what this was saying the first time we read through it. It is hard for us to comprehend, ever understand, more than our knowledge seems to be able to process, more than we could ever ask for or imagine. Do you need some signs of this? Well, you don't have to go any further than the gospel for today, to that Jesus and God can accomplish infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Think about 5,000 people. Let's say we pull all of Forest City about two times together. We'll get all 8,000 people together. And they're hungry. Is there any way you're going to feed them? There's no Bills. Bills doesn't exist. There's no Casey's. There's nothing in Forest City. The corn's already gone. I'm just trying to make this as hard as possible. There's no food. Can you imagine a situation where this is possible? Was it a snap of the fingers? And there was food for everybody? Did it just happen? Perhaps. What if it's, as I've heard before too, that there's one person inspired others to share with one another? Is that possible? Do you think stubborn Norwegians that are going to hold on to their food because they need it are going to share with their neighbor easily? Who said no? Well done. Thank you for being honest. We might not share. And yet, we can't imagine it. And yet here it happens. 5,000 people are fed. It's a miracle, any way you look at it. Whether it was everybody sharing of their abundance, or truly what is that miracle, it's still a miracle that only God could accomplish. What about death on that thing? Can you imagine coming back from that? If I nailed you to that cross and it wouldn't fall and you were guaranteed to die, are you coming back? No. No. You are way awesome today. I'm coming over here. Thank you. Nice. No. Can you imagine Jesus being on that cross? His own friends can't imagine it. They could maybe ask for it. They're more asking questions of why, not come back. But on the third day, Jesus comes back. That's more than we could ever ask for or imagine. A love that surpasses all of our knowledge. Because we understand we have a finite amount of years. We don't know how many, but eventually that clock will run out. And the annoying thing is we really like to have that control over that. We like having the power. We like knowing the answer. We probably wouldn't like to know when we're going to die, but we want to know. We want to know. But instead, it goes beyond us. God goes above and beyond, to infinity and beyond, filling us with the fullness of God. God does that, not ourselves. We're filled with that love, filled with those promises, filled with everything that can do infinitely more. More than anything. Much more than all than we can possibly ask for and imagine. Through Jesus, nobody is beyond God's reach. I'm not beyond God's reach. You're not beyond God's reach. People outside these doors are not beyond God's reach. There's nowhere they can hide that God cannot find them. And for us who like having all the knowledge, I think it was said here when the youth were leading the service, it can feel like a double-edged sword. We love it to death when we know that it's for us. This promise of grace, forgiveness of sins, and eternal life. This promise that God's love will do infinitely more for me, I can get on board with that. But as Nadia said at the gathering too, what about those that we don't like? Those that don't like us. Those that are different from us. Can feel like a double-edged sword. Because we can't understand how God's love can be for all those people on the margins. How it can be for my enemy. How it can be for those that have committed the greatest crimes of all. Where is that God's love? But God's love surpasses our understanding and does much more than all we ask or imagine. So I want you to do one more thing together as we close. I want you to turn to Ephesians 3. I know there's Bibles, because you're going to say this prayer to your neighbor, because we are all in this boat. Ephesians 3, 14 to 21. I want you to read that to your neighbor. And if you're at home listening on the radio, read that aloud to yourself. And I will read it to you. Ephesians 3, 14 to 21. Read that to your neighbor. All right, if you hadn't quite finished, you can continue reading it. But I'm going to read this for our radio listeners and for all of you to hear one more time. And hear these words of who it is that we are giving all this power to. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through the Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and knowledge and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power of work at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly, infinitely, to infinity and beyond, more than all we can ever ask or imagine. To him be the glory in the church and in Jesus Christ to all generations, forever and ever. And let us all say together at the very end this wonderful good news for us all, that God has given us love that's beyond our knowledge, beyond our possibility to comprehend, to ask for. And it is a wonderful gift for us and for all by God. All God's people say together, amen.
Having heard the good news proclaimed in our midst, let us confess our faith in the triune God using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Trusting in our loving and almighty God, who abundantly provides the bread of life to all who hunger, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. God, our Creator, we pray for those who have been called as leaders, those elected by processes of human making, and those among us who live in such a way that we are compelled to follow them. May our leaders treat all who work for them or along beside them with respect. May they be compelled to lead with a servant's heart, showing kindness, modeling wisdom, and inspiring others through honesty and integrity. And when leaders have done wrong, May they use grace, available in ample portions, to admit their wrongs and ask for forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy. Dear God, our sustainer, we pray for those who work hard to provide for their families. May they feel appreciated and enjoy a sense of renewal through impassioned labor. Dear Lord, for those who lack pleasure in their daily work, help them discover joy inside moments of accomplishment and even losses, both great and small. And for those who live in fear of being unable to supply daily bread, those in our community who wake up hungry and go to sleep still in need, who fear for their children's hunger, please provide a way. And when we are the one who can supply another's need, please move us to respond. Lord, in your mercy. Dear God, our Father and our Mother, O Holy One, in whose image we each have been created, we pray that you help us see others through eyes filled with your divine love. May we treat others as the children they are to you, regardless of age or differences that make us afraid. Help us to see past our fear so we can love as you loved us. And help us recognize ways to share your love with others. Lord, in your mercy. God, great physician and healer, many among us are ill and in pain, physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually. Please sustain those who are hurting. Provide them with comfort, regardless of what is causing their brokenness. And restore them to strength sufficient to meet each day's demands. Most of all, give them healing, hope, and peace. We ask for these things in particular for those we remember before you now by name, beginning with rejoicing at the birth of Dorothy Johnson's great-grandson, John Brooks Sennemore, and sharing in the grief of the family of Shannon Jean Torkelson, the family of Gary Sheldahl, and this week, the family of Ruth Westerberg. And here also now those we name before you in the bulletin. Rolf, Carmen, Lois, Karen, Dwayne, Ione, Catherine, Paige, Anne, Marge and Lowell Sober, Laura, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josie, and Amos, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Magallanes. Lord, in your mercy. Now to God, who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Gathered into one, we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine, grant you the gifts of faith and hope. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
The Spirit sends us forth to serve and to feed the hungry as we find them in all the ways that we are provided for to offer unto them. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.